Now to our feature written by Derek James about a majestic church once standing proudly in the city. Here is Sarah Lusher to tell us more.
It was 50 years ago when people turned up to worship for the last time at a majestic church with twin towers and great wheel windows overlooking Chapelfield Gardens in Norwich. This was the Grand Chapel in the Field Congregational Church, and visitors to the city had been known to ask if the gardens had been named after the church. Of course, they were there long before the church was built in 1858, and while they are still there playing a leading role in city life, the church has disappeared without trace. In a brutal act of civic vandalism, it was smashed to pieces in 1972, not for this chapel, the sanctuary and protection of ancestry. It was decided there was no future for it in Norwich. It was historian and former Norwich sheriff Geoffrey Gorham who wrote, "For the demolition men there can be no compromise. Every blow from the pickaxe splinters and cracks the grey fabric, and in the ugliness of demolition there is a feeling of exposure and shame." When it was demolished, a sealed jar was discovered let into the foundation stone, containing documents written by the First Minister, the Reverend J. Alexander. They referred to a committee meeting in October of 1856, leading to the purchase of the land for £550 and the raising of £3,500 for the building. And what a fine chapel it was! Constructed in the Norman style of white brick and Portland stone, the chapel in the field had twin turrets, each 80 feet high, and giant wheel windows. It was a symbol of prime Norfolk craftsmanship. At the time, the building was a focal point for a bustling community. The area around the gardens was packed with cottages and terraces, and the arrival of the church, along with the unique and grand pagoda built by Barnard, Bishop and Bernard, and first shown at the Philadelphia Centennial Exhibition in 1876, were local landmarks. The buildings also helped to attract more people to the gardens, which was said to be a meeting place for those of ill repute. When the chapel held its centenary celebrations, it seemed the future was rosy, but times soon changed. Rationalisation of the congregational community, along with homes nearby being demolished, resulted in its closure. In 1966, the Norwich Corporation agreed to buy the building for £27,000, and ambitious plans to turn it into a music and arts centre were announced. Nothing happened. The once proud building stood empty and closed apart from a few events and organ recitals after one rescue attempt after another failed to get enough support. In 1972, the demolition men moved in and the chapel was reduced to rubble.